The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horden, Robert Stevens, Peter Vaughan, Peter Woodthorpe, and William Nye. Episode 10, adapted by Michael Bakewell. The Choices of Master Samwise.
Gandalf! Gandalf Denethor sent for me. It sounded terribly urgent. Has something happened?
His son Faramir has returned, and he has tidings which you should hear.
What tidings?
You will know in good time, Peregrine Took. Come, we must not keep them waiting.
A halfling, and in the livery of the Tower. You are not the first halfling that I have seen walking out of northern legends into the Southlands.
You mean Frodo and Sam?
Yes.
Sit down at my left hand, my son. Take bread and wine and tell us what has befallen you.
And Faramir told his tale, and of Frodo's desperate errand, with his eye for the most part on Gandalf, though now and again his glance strayed to Pippin, as if to refresh his memory of others he had seen. And Denethor sat in silence, like an old, patient spider.
As the dark drew on, I knew that haste was needed, so I rode hence with three others. The rest of my company I sent south to strengthen the garrison at the fords of Osgiliath. I hope that I have not done ill.
Ill? Why do you ask? The men were under your command. Or do you ask for my judgment on all your deeds? Alas, alas for Boromir! He would not have squandered what fortune put in his way. He would have brought me this mighty gift.
You deceive yourself. He would have stretched out his hand to this thing, and taking it, he would have fallen. He would have kept it for his own, and when he returned, you would not have known your son.
You found Boromir less apt to your hand than Faramir, who always seeks for approval in your eyes. But I, who was his father, say that he would have brought this thing to me. You are wise, maybe, Mithrandir, yet with all your subtleties you have not all wisdom. I have in this matter more lore and wisdom than you deem.
Then what is your wisdom?
Enough to perceive that there are two follies to avoid. To use this thing is perilous. At this hour to send it in the hands of a witless halfling into the land of the enemy himself, as you have done, and this son of mine, that is madness!
And what would you have done?
Should have been kept here, hidden dark and deep, not used, unless at the uttermost end of need. If I had this thing now in the deep vaults of this citadel, we should not shake with dread under this gloom, fearing the worst.
Denethor, if you had received this thing, it would have overthrown you. Were it buried in the depths of Mindaluin, still it would burn your mind away.
If I had received it, such words are in vain. It has gone into the shadow, and only time will show what fate awaits it, or us.
Only time will show. What road did Frodo take when you parted, Faramir?
A road of ill omen. But I could not deflect him from his purpose. He sought the pass of Cirith Ungol.
Why should he choose that way? When did you part with them? When would they reach that accursed valley?
I parted with them in the morning 2 days ago. At swiftest, they could not come there before today.
I fear treachery. Treachery of that miserable creature, Gollum. But so it must be. Yet, a traitor may betray himself and do good that he does not intend.